Good morning, Patriots. I'm Pragmatic, and this is my latest QAnon update. It is Saturday, July 28th, and my theme for this video is something big is about to drop. I would like to apologize for all of you who have been waiting for this update. Man, Q has been dropping like crazy, and I've just been trying to keep up with everything. I had to do a couple of days worth of research, put together all the information for this video and for the Twitter thread. I am a little bit late to the party, and I apologize for that, but I just needed to do more research than normal, and it paid off, and you'll see why as we get into the video here. So for those of you following at home, you can still find Q posts on QAnon.pub and other websites. For those of you who are looking for Q alerts on Android, there's the Q Drops app and Q Alerts app at the Google Play Store. So let's get into this because we have a lot of ground to cover. I wanted to discuss what I believe Q's mission is, what our purpose is, and how long I think Q is going to be around, because a lot of people are speculating that Q's not going to be around much longer, and every time Q stops posting for a while, people kind of freak out. So I'm going to give you, if it's okay, a 40,000 foot view. This is an old post from Q on Sunday, November 5th, and this is a key post by Q. I'm just going to read it to you. Amazing how things make sense once you are asked a question. That's the entire point of this operation. So if you ever want to know what the point is of Q even being on 8chan and giving us this information, this is the entire point. Q asks questions, Q drops crumbs and clues for us to go and research. It's up to you all to collect, archive safely, and distribute in the graphics that is in order with the crumbs. It'll all make sense. Once it does, we look to you to spread and get the word out. Timestamps will help you validate authenticity. Your president needs your help. He wants full transparency for the great people of this country. Everything stated is for a reason. God bless. So, first thing I'd like to focus on is that Q does have a purpose and for this operation, for this mission, and that is to lead us into the truth about the events that have happened in our country and around the world that we have been lied to about. The news and governments have covered up, have hidden things, and Q's operation is to show us, reveal the truth to us, by giving us information and having us research and find the truth for ourselves. Our job is to collect it, archive it, make sense of it, and distribute it. And I'm going to just kind of walk you through this a little bit. My role is to do the research, give you the information that I found. Your role, share it on social media, tell your friends, tell your family. But do it in a way that they can receive it. Don't be, you know, aggressive and in their face. And I get a lot of messages from people saying, you know, I'm concerned about my husband. I'm concerned about my family. They won't listen to me. They don't know what's going on. Well, they will. Don't be impatient. When the indictments happen, when the arrests happen, the evidence is going to be so overwhelming, they will not be able to deny it. The president wants transparency. Yes, the president wants the truth to come out. He wants to reveal and disclose the secrets that he has access to. His purpose for giving us access to Q is for him to provide information that we would never have access to otherwise. In many cases, it's just clues and hints that we have to go and look for and discover for ourselves what's really happening. What kind of transparency does the president want? He has all the info on secret government programs, criminal activities of other governments. We're going to talk a little bit about that in this video. Secret societies, big pharma, global banking system, Hollywood elites, and a whole lot more. Q's mission is to reveal that information. Here is a post from October 31st. World stalemate. Yes. The world powers are currently at a stalemate because the evil and corrupt people are now being opposed by the U.S. military and a president who plan to disclose their operations. We have the goods on everyone else. That's part of the reason why some things that tie back to foreign heads of state will remain classified, but not all. We are in one of the most critical times of our country. Trump and others are working to balance what we're doing well for America, for the common person to endorse, while at the same time purify our government and remove the bad actors who are entrenched. There is so much string pulling and blackmailing that we need to cut these off to truly gain the power granted to us by the patriots and hardworking people of this great country. There's a lot of manipulation, there's a lot of blackmail, there's a lot of corruption, and the president and his people that are backing him in the military are going to stop the corrupt people from doing what they're doing, throw them in jail, and expose what's going on. Obviously, we can't be given everything the president knows. Q posted this. Not everything can be publicly disclosed because so much ties back to foreign heads of state. Much will be revealed. We want transparency, but not at a cost we can't recover from. So there are some things that we will not ever have access to. But I believe the president is going to reveal to us whatever they can safely. Q wrote this also on October 31st. Some things must remain classified to the very end. To the very end, but maybe not at the end. North Korea is not being run by Kim. He's an actor in the play. Who is the director? The truth would sound so outrageous, most Americans would riot, revolt, reject, etc. The pedophile networks are being dismantled. The child abductions for satanic rituals, i.e. Haiti and other third world countries, are paused. They're not terminated until those players are in custody. We pray every single day for God's guidance and direction as we are truly up against pure evil. One of the reasons why Q and the president are rolling all this information out slowly is because if Americans and if people around the world understood how much they were being lied to, how much they were being deceived, how much their resources are being plundered, how corrupt their governments are, there would be mass riots and revolt, or people would refuse to believe that they could be that deceived. So it's all being unrolled slowly over time. Little by little. Q said that the operation is being backed by military intelligence. And if you think about the military, what is the one thing that, you know, comes up to your mind when you think about the military? For me, the military is extremely mission-oriented, mission-focused. They do not quit on a mission until it is complete. Q wrote this, military intelligence, no media, no leaks. How many military intelligence generals have been in and out of the White House in the past 30 days? Focus on General Flynn, background and potential role. What is the common denominator in terms of military backgrounds of those people close to the president? This was on November 1st. Knowing that this operation is backed by the military, that leads me to believe that Q is going to continue posting crumbs and hints and prayers and words of encouragement until we all have all the information the president wants us to have, all of it. He has it all. He wants us to have it all. And I do not believe Q is some flaky person who's just going to drop off the internet and we're not going to hear from anymore. This has all been planned out, mapped out like a military campaign. All right. This is a post from Q on July 25th. So it's 3 days ago. Like I said, I'm sorry I'm a bit behind. I've just been researching like crazy. On the left-hand side, this is a post from February that Q reposted. Rest in peace, Mr. President John F. Kennedy. Through your wisdom and strength, since your tragic death, patriots have planned, installed, and by the grace of God, activated the beam of light. We will forever remember your sacrifice. May you look down from above and continue to guide us as we ring the bell of freedom and destroy those who wish to sacrifice our children, our way of life, and our world. We, the people. This is a prayer that is said every single day in the Oval Office. JFK on secret societies. Where we go one, we go all. Q. on the right-hand side. This is actually from the FBI oath of office. I, name in brackets, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter, so help me God. There's a link, and then below, Q adds, remember, you owe it to your country, to yourself, to your children. We stand with you. The time is now. This is a message from Q to members of the FBI, who Q is admonishing to get on the right side of the law and do the right thing. This is a link that Q posted to the FBI oath of office. This is an Anon who responded to Q, who said, I took the pledge. I am with Q in the U.S. Q posted this to all Americans. Please pray. Coded message. Have no idea what that means. Q plus. Q plus generally, I believe, is a reference to Q and the team. Q posted this as a reminder to us, our duty when our government becomes oppressive, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute a new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for lightly and transient causes, and accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind is more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Q reminded us that our government has been hijacked by criminals and we are going to take it back. You are witnessing and watching the systematic destruction of the old guard. Power will return to the people. Q. Q posted this, and this is about the deal the president made with the European Union. I believe that was on, Wednesday, I think, about eliminating tariffs. The European Union blinked, concessions were made. Zero tariffs regarding the U.S. and European Union. America first. This is what happens when POTUS does not sell out. After such an enormous announcement, what questions were shouted at the president? And then he puts in below, President, are you going to delay your meeting with Vladimir Putin? Are your eyes open? Mainstream media does not represent the people. The days of our leaders lining their pockets at the expense of the American taxpayer are over. Here's a recent example. Link to a Breitbart article. Go Kansas. Q. The president had been talking about getting rid of all the tariffs. I mean, the threat that he made was we're going to increase the tariffs to match the tariffs that the European Union had on our goods. But Trump said, we would like to have zero tariffs. Well, the EU decided it was in their best interest to go along, so they get rid of all the tariffs, which I think is great. This is a tweet by the president. U.S. and the European Union have a $1 trillion bilateral trade relationship. It's the largest economic relationship in the world. We want to further strengthen this trade relationship to the benefit of all American and European citizens. Here's a link to the article that Q posted. Businesses that are tied to Claire McCaskill's husband have received $131 million in federal government subsidies since Claire was elected, lining the pockets of your friends and your donors. And that is the kind of thing that Trump is putting an end to. Q wrote, Go Kansas, reference to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who had much to do with the new deal that was made with the European Union. Q wants us to note that rather than celebrating the victory that the president won for average people, the media harassed him and questioned him about delaying his meeting with Putin. The mainstream media always wants to deflect positive attention away from the president in the interest of greedy politicians. And by the way, I don't know if this is fake news, rumors, or truth, but I heard yesterday Denise was telling me she saw something on Twitter that Putin has actually invited the president to come to Russia. So it'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out. Q posted this. It's a link to a tweet by Mark Meadows, and we have RR in brackets, Rod Rosenstein. Meadows tweeted out, "I just filed a resolution with Jim Jordan and several colleagues to impeach Rod Rosenstein. The DOJ has continued to hide information from Congress and repeatedly obstructed oversight, even defying multiple congressional subpoenas. We've had enough." All right. And Anon posted an old crumb from Q. "If Rod Rosenstein is dirty, Mueller must also be dirty. If Mueller is dirty, Rosenstein must also be dirty." There are two ways to look at this thing with Rosenstein and Mueller. I mean, on the surface, it's just very easy to see that both of them are potentially corrupt, part of the deep state, and they're working against the president. However, there is a possibility that they're working with the president. Q posted this back in October on the 29th. "Remember, the FBI and the military intelligence have an open investigation into the Clinton Foundation. Why did Comey drop this? Who was the FBI director during the Haiti crisis? That would be Robert Mueller. How many kids disappeared?" And then there's some more questions that I took out of this. How much money went to the Clinton Foundation, and all this happened on Robert Mueller's watch. Q then says, "Good people were forced into bed with this evil under personal and family threats. Could you live with yourself helping to cover up such evil, despicable acts if you were given a safe way out?" Q has asked, "Why did Mueller meet with Trump the day before he was announced to be the special counsel?" Ostensibly, it was an interview for the FBI director position, a position he wasn't eligible for. So if that cover story is not true, then why did Mueller meet with Trump the day before he was announced to be special counsel? What did they talk about? Did Trump offer Mueller and Rosenstein immunity from their dealings with the Clintons and Barack Obama and all the dirt, Uranium One, in exchange for their cooperation as Deputy Attorney General and Special Counsel? I don't know. Q has left that mysteriously. A big question mark. We don't really know what's going on. I think it's that way is intentional. Q wants the politicians and the corrupt people to not know if they can trust Mueller and Rosenstein. And unfortunately, we have the same situation. We don't know if we can trust them. But just something that I wanted to throw out there because it is a possibility. Q posted this in reference to Congress's battle to obtain documents from the DOJ. And this is an old post where one of the anons is whining because Q said that this interview with Laura Ingraham was a good interview. And the anon was whining, saying it's worthless, it's no good. Until Rosenstein is hauled off by the House Sergeant of Arms, it means nothing. People are sick of it. Q then responded down below, "Full weight of the House versus the ARM. I don't know what the ARM is. Why are optics important? How does DC work? Why is Ryan still in office, even though he's a lame duck? Why is Ryan leaving office? Who controls Ryan? Autists engaged." And then Q said, "Relevant today, news unlocks." So it's difficult to get a clear understanding of what is going on if you simply look at what the mainstream media is reporting on this. You're never going to understand what's happening behind the scenes if you look at what is being reported, even by people like Hannity and on Fox. They really don't know what's going on. Q has previously suggested that some of the requested documents may be in front of a grand jury, or they may be part of an investigation under the oversight of John Huber. If that's the case, then the DOJ can't give them to Congress. But the DOJ also doesn't want to tell Congress, hey, we've got a whole bunch of politicians that are in the process of being indicted for various crimes, and we can't give you documents pertaining to their cases. the DOJ is in a difficult spot because they're prosecuting people, and at the same time, Congress is demanding documents related to the prosecution. So I think the drama over Rosenstein, the slow walking of documents, it is a narrative that is unfortunate, but it is necessary because the DOJ doesn't want to tip their hand. I think it's all about optics, timing, and politics. Once those documents are no longer needed by Huber's team, Congress can get them. And it's also possible that the people Congress is investigating by then will be indicted and there won't be any need for them. The drama over Rosenstein also helped propel Jim Jordan into running for Speaker of the House to replace Paul Ryan. Coincidence? Theater? Enjoy the show. Jeff Sessions came out and publicly supported Rod Rosenstein.
My deputy, Rod Rosenstein, is highly capable. I have the highest confidence in him. You probably know, not only did he go to the Wharton School of Business, but graduated from Harvard right here in this area. So what I would like Congress to do is to focus on some of the legal challenges that are out there. We need Congress to deal with the immigration question.
Sessions comes out and publicly supports Rod Rosenstein and kind of, you know, stiff arms Congress and says, hey, you're not doing your job either. The Q posted this concerning Sessions. I'm just going to read this to you. What was the point of filing impeachment art, that is abbreviation for articles, if Paul Ryan was going to reject the move to impeach? Was it known beforehand? Of course it was. Optics. Think logically. Could Jeff Sessions publicly challenge Rosenstein without creating a dilemma? What events would immediately transpire if Sessions challenged Rosenstein? Rosenstein is overseeing Robert Mueller, and any challenge by Sessions toward Rosenstein would be seen as obstruction of justice. Would it immediately demonstrate that Sessions must be aware of key facts regarding Mueller's investigation? Of course, facts or failure of duty that he cannot possibly know if he's recused from the case. Facts, a case he's supposed to be recused from. Think logically. Right, so if Sessions steps in and says anything negative about Rosenstein, it is going to be perceived by the enemies of the president that Sessions is involved in what is happening with Mueller's case, a case he's supposed to be recused from. They're going to say obstruction of justice. One challenge to Rosenstein would immediately trigger attacks to remove Sessions, given his clear involvement in receiving information regarding a case he is fully recused from. Who does Huber directly report to? Is it normal for Rosenstein to be sidestepped regarding Huber and the chain of command? No. Why is important? All right, so we've been talking about who does Huber report to over the last couple of videos. Normally, a U.S. attorney like Huber would report directly to Rosenstein, but there was an article based on an interview, and in that article, it was reported that Sessions said, Huber is giving me regular updates, and I take that to be direct updates. So Huber, with his prosecution of the deep state, is reporting directly to Jeff Sessions. Why is it important? Because it allows Sessions to be in direct oversight of what Huber is doing, or at least have direct contact. Why did Sessions recuse himself? And that's from anything related to the 2016 election. Is the left attacking Sessions? No, they're not. They're supporting Sessions because Sessions and Trump seem to be at each other's throats. What advantages exist based on this setup? Does POTUS publicly express his anger regarding Sessions' recusal? Of course he does. He's tweeting all the time. You know, why didn't Sessions tell me he was going to recuse himself? I don't have my attorney general. It's the most important position in the DOJ, and he's sitting on the bench, and he's on the sidelines, and he's not doing anything, and how come there's no justice? Do you believe POTUS would allow a complete takeover of his DOJ if nothing was being done behind the scenes to hold people accountable? That is a very salient question. You know how Trump is a results-oriented person? If somebody is not getting results, if they're not doing the job, what does Trump tell them? You're fired. You're out of here. Get out of here, you bum. I'll replace you. There's no way Trump would allow Sessions to be in the DOJ if he believed Sessions wasn't getting the job done. The drama over Twitter and the tweets, it's all theater. It is there to keep the deep state and the enemies of the president thinking that everything is okay. When Trump states the swamp is being drained, do you believe it? When Trump states it's happening, do you believe it? Do you believe POTUS would allow Sessions and Rosenstein to run his DOJ if something wasn't being done to his liking? No way. Trump is enough of a control freak that if something isn't being done his way, he's going to move people. Look at what he did with Rex Tillerson at Secretary of State. Rex was there as long as he was doing things Trump's way, but as soon as he became an obstacle, gone. Pompeo put him in. Trump will move people if he believes that person that is in the job is not doing it. Q says, logical thinking. Clickbait derails logical thought. Think for yourself. You don't need the mainstream media, even the conservative pundits, telling you what to think. Trust yourself. Mueller investigating Trump's tweets for obstruction? Yes. The Democrats whined and complained about Trump's tweets, and so now Mueller is looking into possibly including those as obstruction, which is just more theater. You have a front row seat. Enjoy the show. Q. I am buying stock in Orville Redenbacher because people are going to need a lot of popcorn. So, since Rosenstein is in charge of oversight of the Mueller investigation, how could Sessions say anything negative about Rosenstein or Mueller without it being interpreted as interference? The main thing for Sessions to be in charge of is what Huber is doing in prosecution of the DC swamp. And here's a question. If Sessions and Trump appear to be at each other's throats, and Trump appears to be unhappy with Sessions, what happens when the hammer drops? What happens when the indictments come out? Can the swamp complain that Jeff Sessions is now doing a politically motivated prosecution? Having the appearance that they don't get along is critical right now so that when the prosecutions begin, they can't complain that it's politically motivated. All right, Q posted this. This is an article. The article says that appointing a U.S. attorney, John Huber, to take over prosecution of corruption in the DOJ and FBI is a much better choice than a second special counsel. Q posted this. It is a link to an article. And Q says, do you understand what is happening? Think optics. Here's a link to the article. Mark Meadows has decided to pull back on having Rosenstein impeached. He says, okay, we'll give him some more time. They're going to wait until after the August recess. If they still don't have the documents that they're looking for when they come back from the August recess, then Meadows says, the first item on the agenda is we need to hold Rosenstein in contempt. So no impeachment. It's not going to happen. Maybe that was the plan all along. And I think what really this was about was the Freedom Caucus wanted to get control of the speakership position. And they used Rosenstein and Mueller as a lightning rod to attract the anger of conservatives and people who support the president. And they put Jim Jordan out in front, leading the charge. And when people were sufficiently angry, they realized, well, now we can put Jordan in as our man for the speaker. And that may have been the game plan from the very beginning. Moving along to my senator, John McCain. Q said, no name is returning to the headlines. Q has said for a long time that many in the Trump administration do not say his name because he is perceived to be a traitor of the worst kind. I had to look hard to find any mention of John McCain in the news in last week. Only thing I came up with were some articles that are quoting his disparaging remarks against the president about his meeting with Vladimir Putin. I didn't really see McCain in the headlines. And Anon posted this, is no name in the redacted portion of the FISA application. That is not a bad guess, since McCain was directly involved in getting the Steele dossier to Jim Comey, and the dossier was the main evidence used to obtain a FISA application on Carter Page, which was then used to spy on the Trump campaign. So Q responded to this with a question, and I have been researching that question. I spent most of the 25th and 26th looking to see when did No Name travel to the UK. I did a lot of digging. I could not find any publicly available reports suggesting that McCain visited the UK in the last 2 to 3 years. This is an article from the Washington Post. When McCain showed up in the Senate, he was asking all kinds of inane questions. He sounded like he was having Alzheimer's. There was a lot of criticism about his mental state. While the Washington Post jumped in there to defend him and said he'd traveled 75,000 miles in the previous few months, and this article goes into great detail about all the places he traveled, doesn't mention anything about the UK. I did a lot of digging, couldn't find anything about McCain going to the UK. So whenever Q mentions bad actors in the deep state and the UK, I always go back to the photo that he posted in February. And it's this photo, and note the file name. It's always good when you see Q posting pictures to look at the file name. File name on this one is NSA Traffic Cam London. All right, so the NSA is observing things going on in London through this traffic camera. And we've covered this quite extensively in previous videos. There was a warning on this post in February. UK, stay alert, Q. I never really understood what this picture was, this message was about. We started to figure out what the picture was about. I never really got the message. UK, stay alert. We're going to unpack that here. So I thought, well, you know, Spygate began in December of 2015. That was confirmed by the president. It came out in the Lisa Page and Peter Strzok text messages. In May, Q reposted that picture with some other pictures over here on the left. And you see that this blue light here, this is a Ferris wheel. And by looking at this hotel and the Ferris wheel, figured out this is right near Hyde Park in London. And Q wrote on this post, note the time, note the vehicles on the road, compare against the February 16th picture. Six surveillance targets, value targets, UK, US, US, UK, Q. This little US, UK thing, Q has used it often to denote the relationship between UK and US intelligence, the Five Eyes connection. All right, so we know that this is near Hyde Park. People are wearing heavy clothing. Winter Wonderland is in full swing in December at Hyde Park. So I focused in on this group of people down here in the yellow circle. And I zoomed in, and what I noticed was one of the women has a striking resemblance to Lisa Page. So I kind of thought, well, maybe this is Lisa Page, maybe this is Peter Strzok. And then the question, of course, is who are the rest of the people here? Is one of these people John McCain? Is one of them Andrew McCabe? That's kind of where this is going. We know that McCain sent someone to the UK to help assemble and distribute the Steele dossier. And that's what this article is about. We know that McCain also met Andrew Wood at the 2017 Halifax International Security Forum in Nova Scotia, and that helped spread the dossier. Wood was actually sent by Steele to meet with McCain. But Q is hinting at something we don't already know yet. Q is hinting that McCain himself traveled to the UK. So after I posted this picture, Q reposted it on the board. And Q said, when does a bird sing? So we've got a little confirmation here. We know that a bird sings, according to Maya Angelou, when it's caged. And that's a reference to someone being under arrest. I took this as confirmation that we're on the right track. But how would Q know about McCain's covert activities in the UK if he is a LARP? Ask yourself how he got an accurate read on Peter Strzok's closed-door testimony before Congress before it was reported in the news. This was posted by Q on June 27th. It is kind of a summary of various snippets of Peter Strzok's testimony in a closed-door session in Congress. And Q posted this at 10:30 in the morning. This testimony continued until late in the afternoon, and the summary that was given by Bob Goodlatte matched up with what Q said pretty well. So somehow Q got testimony from Peter Strzok while he was in a closed-door session of Congress. Unlike Peter Strzok, congressional leaders reported that Lisa Page was very cooperative during her closed-door testimony. She was so cooperative that at times she answered questions before the FBI attorneys could mute her microphone. This was a quote from Louis Gohmert. There were times when FBI lawyers would be reaching to the button to mute her comment, and she would answer before they could mute her comment. So Lisa Page was very forthcoming in her testimony. What was she talking about? Who did she rat out? Who did she roll over on? I think she rolled over on McCain, on Strzok, on Andrew McCabe. Lisa Page gave testimony and came clean about everything. Maya Angelou, I know why the caged bird sings. After I posted the photo of Lisa Page, this one, Q reposted it and said, keep your promise, this is not a game, Q. So this is a message to Lisa Page. After I posted that image, Q reposted it, and he's talking to Lisa Page and saying, look, you made a deal, you need to keep your promise, we're not messing around here. Then Q posted this, again a message to Lisa Page. Public awareness forces hand. So now that the public is aware that she was in London, she was involved in this Spygate thing, and likely McCain and McCabe and Strzok, they're all sort of implicated in this. Q is now saying, we're aware of it, they're aware of it, and now it's going to force their hand. They don't have a choice but to honor their commitment. Q posted this, P.S. Peter Strzok, round two, lead investigator in the Hillary Clinton investigation and the Russia investigation. Strzok will likely be testifying again before Congress. Maybe he'll be a little more motivated to answer the questions this time, since he now knows that Lisa Page has probably rolled over on him. Q posted this, and this again, I reposted this, and then Q reposted it as confirmation about Strzok's testimony. So it was good to get confirmation that we're on the right track and that Congress is eventually going to get the details on all of this. Although ultimately, it'll be up to the DOJ to prosecute. Q reposted this image and this message. This was from February 16th. On the bottom, it was that image that I posted, and then on the top, there was a message, warning UK, London, possible car attack, 24, strike package, Bravo 7 Victor, warning UK, IMM chatter, X-ray 7, chatter, Q Delta. When I was watching the board that night, I did not know what that message really meant. But now it's becoming more obvious. I think it's a warning to the UK, to their intelligence people, that their involvement in Spygate, in the compilation of the Steele dossier, to get a FISA warrant on Carter Page to spy on the Trump campaign, it's all coming down. That Q was actually warning them back then that the team was watching and knew what they were doing. Is there evidence outside of Q's post to support the idea that the UK was involved in a conspiracy to interfere in the 2016 presidential election? I believe there might be. I'd like you to listen to this testimony by John Brennan. His reaction and his comments about election interference are pretty darn interesting.
I know that my former colleagues who currently are still in the intelligence community are working very closely with a lot of sister services to do exactly that and to catch the Russians in their efforts to undermine democratic institutions. We need to continue to do that. We need to continue to do even more of it.
I'm not sure if you can answer in this setting, but while we're focusing on Russia, do you have indications that there was any collusion with the Russians, with other state actors, the Iranians, the North Koreans, to meddle against us?
I do not believe that they were partnered with other countries in this most recent effort to undermine last year's election.
Do you believe that other countries were involved in attempting to influence us?
I'd have to think about that, and I want to talk to you about that in closed session.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Chairman's time expired.
So why was Brennan acting so uncomfortable when he was asked if there were other nations beside Russia that were attempting to influence the election? I think it's because Mr. Brennan knew that perhaps the UK was involved, and maybe he didn't want to talk about that publicly. All right, Q wrote this. What if the UK government worked hand in hand with the Obama administration to sabotage the 2016 election? That is becoming more and more apparent. That's what happened. How did they do it? Data collection, voice, video, bugging. Creation of a fake intel dossier using ex-spy Christopher Steele. Co-sponsoring the insurance policy regarding the Trump election, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, no name, Senator McCain, Clapper, Brennan, Susan Rice, Loretta Lynch, Hillary, Bill Clinton, Obama, and 22 other people. What if Intel masked penetrations to frame Russia? I'll cover that in just a minute. CrowdStrike, servers, SR, Seth Rich, JA, Julian Assange. Why does the UK government desperately want Julian Assange? Think source files. The more you know, Q. Just want to break some of this down. So Q wrote, what if the Intel masked penetrations to frame Russia? CrowdStrike. And to translate that, what if the Obama administration intelligence community found a way to mask the leak of information from the DNC server in a way that enabled them to frame Russia for it? Q asked, why was CrowdStrike hired to examine the server? All right. Eric Schmidt and Google give a lot of financial support to Dems and the companies and causes that they are interested in. CrowdStrike receives a lot of funding from Capital G, which is formerly Google Capital. I know CrowdStrike investors, Capital G, in the fundraising, they raised around $100 million, and a lot of that came from Google. So it's not like CrowdStrike is an independent, objective, neutral organization. In this article in the Daily Beast, CrowdStrike says they gave the FBI the data that they had requested when they examined the DNC server. So claims that the Bureau was denied access are incorrect. The problem there is that no one is disputing that the FBI got a report from CrowdStrike. What we want to know is why the FBI didn't take possession of the server and examine it themselves. They didn't take possession of the server because if they did, they would find out what really happened. And they didn't want us to know what really happened. WikiLeaks Vault 7 is a treasure trove of information on the CIA's spying and hacking capabilities, and we're going to look at some of them. CIA has a software from other nations. The program Umbridge takes the library of software that they've stolen from other nations. They can hack into a system and leave a digital fingerprint. They leave bits of computer code from that originated in another nation, and they can implicate them. So they could hack a system, And if they used Russian or Chinese or Iranian software, they could leave little bits of that software in the hack. And when a forensic investigator looked at it, they would think, oh, this is an Iranian hack or Chinese hack or Russian. So yes, the CIA could have hacked the DNC server and framed Russia for it. And I believe that's actually what happened. WikiLeaks does not reveal its sources of information. However, Julian Assange has said that they did not get their information from Russia. I'll let you listen to this interview with Hannity.
You did not get this information about the DNC, John Podesta's emails. Can you tell the American people 1,000% you did not get it from Russia or yes. anybody associated with Russia?
We can say, we have said repeatedly over the last 2 months that our source is not the Russian government and it is not a state party.
Throughout the presidential election, WikiLeaks released emails that embarrassed the Clinton campaign and the Democratic Party, Assange disputing the Obama administration's claims that Russia was involved.
Our publications had wide uptake by the American people. They are all true. But that's not the allegation that is being presented by the Obama White House. So why such a dramatic response? Well, the reason is obvious. They're trying to delegitimize the Trump administration as it goes into the White House. They are trying to say that President-elect Trump is not a legitimate president.
Assange knows exactly what they were doing. They're trying to delegitimize the Trump presidency by claiming that he colluded with Russia to win the election, when in fact it looks like they actually colluded to mess with the election with the UK. So if Assange is to be believed and the emails were not hacked by Russia, then how did WikiLeaks get them? Q wrote, servers, SR, Seth Rich, JA, Julian Assange. Why does the UK government desperately want Julian Assange? Think source files. Well, Assange has the source files. He can prove where he got those emails from. He got them from Seth Rich, and Seth Rich was murdered because he gave Assange the files. We're going to find that out. And the arrest warrants that are out for Assange in the UK, obviously trumped up. Q is telling us a reason why the UK wants to silence Assange is they don't want him to talk. There is a lawsuit against Assange, WikiLeaks, Russia, the Trump campaign. And if Assange is given a chance to testify, we're going to know what actually happens. By the way, last Friday, not yesterday, but the week ago, the DNC filed a motion in federal court in Manhattan to serve the notice of complaint to WikiLeaks via their Twitter account. So this lawsuit is moving forward, and we're soon going to hear the truth. Q asked, why does the UK government desperately want Assange? Well, because the plot to interfere in the election will be exposed when he testifies, which I believe that's why GCHQ Chief Robert Hannigan resigned 3 days after Trump was inaugurated. He knew the jig was up. He knew that the truth was going to come out, and he did not want to be around when everything was exposed. I want to go back to WikiLeaks Vault 7 and look at some other information that is interesting. CIA has these zero-year vulnerabilities, and this particular one is able to bypass and essentially infiltrate the software that runs iPhones and Android phones. WikiLeaks here says including the software that runs the presidential Twitter accounts. CIA attacks the software by using undisclosed security vulnerabilities. And that is interesting because Q had posted back again in November on the 2nd, flash traffic, three-letter agency, embedded tracking up channel into Trump's Twitter to specifically target through specialized geo and send his location. We anticipated this. See post a few hours ago. It has begun. Perhaps more posts to follow as expected imminent departure. Q. So we know that Trump's Twitter has been taken down. We know that the CIA has probably been messing with people's phones. And the other thing about this, this capability for the CIA to get in and infiltrate software on phones is they can do it to Congress, they can do it to anyone. Really good way to blackmail somebody is to take control of their phone, get in and take their pictures and find their location. So some pretty dangerous stuff. CIA also found a way to bypass encryption of messaging programs such as Signal, Telegram, Confide, and all these other messaging programs. It bypasses the encryption that is built into those programs. So the CIA can decrypt your messages and find out what you're saying to people. And lastly, as of October 2014, the CIA was also looking at infecting vehicle control systems used by modern cars and trucks. The purpose of such control is not specified, but it would permit the CIA to engage in nearly undetectable assassinations. When that little bomb dropped, that reignited the debate online about the cause of death of Michael Hastings, who was a reporter who supposedly had a big story that he was about to break, but he died in a car accident before he could tell the whole story. Q posted this. It was a series of security tests, testing device X, C, and E. So I don't know if Q is adding mobile devices for posting, but these are actually the last posts that Q did. I just put them up there, but we have more information to keep following. Q posted this. What are the odds? And it's a photo of, you see Robert Mueller over here and Donald Trump Jr. over here. One of the Anons said that the two guys in front and back are actually Don Jr.'s security detail. Q posted this. It's a headline on The Hill and says, Trump ducks the media, cites bad weather despite clear skies as he leaves for Iowa. And one of the Anons said, POTUS ducks reporters because we are in the storm. And then Q said, a message that nobody but who understands? We totally understand it.
Do you guys know what this represents? What?
Tell us, sir.
Maybe it's the calm before the storm.
What's the storm?
Could be the calm before the storm.
They still don't get it. Or maybe they do get it and they don't want to admit it. Here's the article about the president ditching the media because of bad weather. Q posted this. It's a Q sticker. I don't know what that is on. Some piece of metal machinery or something. Word is spreading. On July 25th, Facebook stock took a dive. And there's a Wired sources there. Zuckerberg loses $150 billion as Facebook stock dives 20% in 2 hours. Yeah, he himself didn't lose $150 billion, but Facebook stock lost $150 billion in market value after hours. Q said, you'll soon know why. One of the Anons posted this. Here comes the pain. And Q said, something big is about to drop. All right, Q, keep calm and drop the bomb. We're ready for it. For those of you who don't know about brackets, sometimes when Q posts something and there's brackets around it, it means they're in the kill box. Sometimes, but not always. Q has discussed censorship on social media pretty often in the last 4 months. This is back in March 9th. An Anon asked, Q, are we going to have more freedom of speech on private public speech services or not? Please answer this question. Q said 100%. It'll be regulated. Some platforms will collapse under the weight of their own illegal activities. Q. When Q says regulated, he's referring to the fact that right now, social media platforms are private companies and they operate as private companies and they say that they can censor, they can take out certain types of posts because they're hate speech, they're able to filter and censor things. And while they are essentially curating content, if someone wants to sue them for libel or slander or publishing things that are untrue, they'll say, oh, we don't own the content on this platform. So on the one hand, they're censoring and they're creating a certain narrative on their platform. On the other hand, they're saying, we don't control the content, or we don't own it. You can't have it both ways. I think we'll eventually see social media regulated somewhat in the way that public utilities are regulated, and they will be forced to provide a level playing field. If they don't, they'll be fined. Q posted this on the 9th of March. Track inside sales and divestitures. They know, watch the sell-off and liquidity events. And that was at a point where there were a lot of insiders who were dumping Facebook stock. Q posted this. Facebook investors want to strip Zuckerberg of his chairman title. That's from Barron's. Shareholders want to oust Zuckerberg as Facebook chairman. That is from Fortune magazine. And Facebook shareholders try to fire Mark Zuckerberg as chairman. That is from the Daily Mail. Q puts in brackets, DC moves slow, Q. That is a time when brackets do not mean kill box. So it looks like Zuckerberg's days may be numbered. Just depends on how long it takes majority shareholders to get their act together. Q posted this, Twitter near 20% slide, Facebook near 20% slide, all because of missed earnings. What does the street know? Insiders are dumping stock. DC moves slow. Jack Dorsey, CEO of Twitter. Mark Zuckerberg, your hands are dirty, Q. Their dirty little tricks are being discovered. Big investors are finding out about it and they're dumping stock. This is an article about Twitter stock that collapsed. I think it was Thursday. At one point, I think there was a 30% loss of market value before it recovered. Q posted this. This is an old post from May. Facebook is listening to you 24/7, 365. Literally, F9 algorithm. Are they recording and safe housing? Metadata collection, Building 8, DARPA, China, China, China. Right, and that talks about Building 8, which is Facebook's advanced artificial intelligence program that they were working as a joint venture with China. Now on the right hand side, Q asks, who recently pulled out of Facebook artificial support? What events recently occurred in China regarding Facebook? Link to a New York Times article. Why did China suddenly reverse course? The more you know. China had an agreement with Facebook to allow them a little more access to their cyberspace, and then they suddenly shut it all down. They are really not interested in working with Facebook anymore, and that is probably some of the reason why Facebook stock has been getting dumped. Facebook's growth is dependent upon getting in to places where they don't have much access right now. China has almost a quarter of the Earth's population. If Facebook can't get new users in China, they're not going to grow very much, and I think people know that. All right, let me continue with the rest of the thread. This is the link that Q posted to the New York Times article. Q posted this, and this is a response. On the left-hand side, you see this picture here, and it's a threatening message on a cell phone, and I'll read you the message below. Q wrote, put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming, Colossians 3:5. And then Q said, your evil has no place in this world. This is a picture of Sarah Silverman, by the way. And Sarah Silverman has been involved in a lot of controversy. Here's the message. I'll blow it up for you. You can see it. Do you think this is some sort of game? And then it goes on to say, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know who you're messing with. We're powerful people in Hollywood. You autists think you're so smart, rednecks. So it's a threatening message to the autists. And Q is responding to that. Now, do you think this is a game? I love it. Q previously said, this is not a game. Learn to play the game, Q. Q is often told the criminals the pedophiles and the bankers that this is not a game that they're playing for keeps. But Q has told us, learn to play the game. There is a sort of a game of hide and seek, of dropping crumbs, of, you know, follow the leader. So for some people it is a game, for some people it's not. One of the Anons noted that this image was confirmed to be photoshopped. Proven shop. Q posted this. He is replying to the author of the post. The face is never the author. Direct comms come in many forms. Q. The message was probably sent by someone other than Sarah Silverman. They used her picture probably because she has been involved in this big online pedophile controversy. Here are some tweets and some headlines about Silverman and her kind of sick jokes about pedophilia that has caused a major storm on Twitter. This Anon said, I suspected this from the beginning. Shops, Photoshop use doesn't mean the post itself isn't real. Q asked, how do you hide a message in clear sight? And then posted a link to the PixelKnot page. You'd be amazed how much is shared on poll, politically incorrect, data exchange. This is a link was to PixelKnot. PixelKnot is an Android app that allows you to send messages and images like this QR code over here. You would need to have the code to decrypt that to know what the message is, so you can send private messages in public places. Q then posted this, there is nothing more precious than our children. Evil has no boundaries. There's a link to the lyrics of a Slayer song called Evil Has No Boundaries. The choice to know will ultimately be yours. These people are sick. There is a link to an article that Ronan Farrow is evidently going to be ratting out a CBS CEO for some inappropriate behavior. To those who are courageous enough to speak out, we stand with you. You are not alone in this fight. God bless. Q. And link to the Slayer lyrics and link to the article on Fox News. CEO of CBS going to be accused of sexual misconduct. Q often says the choice to know will be yours. Look, the president and Q have it all. The NSA collects everything, has been observing, everybody has everyone's messages. They're going to share as much as they can within certain limits. You can stick around and you can find out exactly how sick these people are, or not. The choice is yours. And Anon posted this. He found an article from 2009 describing somebody, an unnamed CIA person. Gina Haspel. The CIA London station is the main center of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency in the U.K. Station chief, COS, chief of staff, was unnamed woman circa 2009. And there's a quote from the article. Those ordered to testify include the former CIA chief, Porter Gross. Another is a woman who is not publicly named, who heads the agency's London station. She previously worked as chief of staff for the head of the CIA's clandestine branch, Jose Rodriguez, who is the focus of the investigation, and there's a link. So Q just reposted that crumb by the Anon, and here is a link to the article if you want to go check that out. Q posted this image and the message, unauthorized missile fired. Unauthorized emergency incoming missile threat activated Hawaii. POTUS Air Force One. POTUS reroutes. Coincidence? No mainstream media investigations. Biggest threat to the American people. Q. So let me explain this. With the missile launch over Whidbey Island on June 10th, by the way, this was not the same day as the meeting that the president had with Kim Jong-un. A lot of people were questioning that. The president flew from the G20 summit in Canada to Singapore on the 9th. On the 10th, this missile was fired over Whidbey Island, and on the 12th, the president met with Kim Jong-un. So Q is asking why the mainstream media has no interest in investigating any of this. They're just kind of buying the standard narrative that it was a false missile alert, somebody accidentally pushed a button, and this missile launch was lens flare or a helicopter. I mean, you look at this image here, this is not lens flare. You can clearly see in this photo, this is a rocket. This is not lens flare and is not a helicopter. And this article on The Drive is actually a pretty good one that talks about this. You can just do a search on it and find articles on it. But the point that Q is making is that the mainstream media is the enemy and is the biggest threat to the American people. They will not investigate and they will not tell us the truth. Q answered a few questions by the Anons. Where did the missile go? Was it blown up in the sky? And Q responded, F-16s intercepted it. Anon said, can an F-16 shoot a missile out of the air? Q said, yes, they have a specialized weapons package, class 5. Another Anon, who has the authority to launch a missile? Rogue deep state with military connections? Good question. Another Anon answered, Q said it was unauthorized, so. And then Q said, given COC, chain of command, process to launch a missile, what does this tell you? Class, removal, wash, minutes after. All right, what does that mean? Does class always refer to classified? Not always. Sometimes class refers to a person in a position of power or authority. Q has sometimes used class 1, class 2, and class 3 to refer to senators, and sometimes uses that to refer to people in the FBI. So I think in this case it refers to somebody who was removed from command in Washington, which is where Whidbey Island is, after this happened. Q posted this, there's a specific reason for the reminder, everything has a stated purpose, Q. There's a lot of speculation on the board as to what happened, why Q brought it up. Is it rogue deep state actors? Is it another submarine that launched a missile? You know, people are speculating that the missile was fired at Air Force One. I don't know that that's the case. Q simply brought this up, I think, because this is going to be in the headlines, or we're going to hear more about it in the future. This happened about a month ago, and I think Q is just simply wants us to be aware of it, because there are going to be more developments in this as time goes on. That brings us to the end of this thread, and Q has posted again a couple of long posts. I will get cracking on another Twitter thread, and I will cover those in my next video. So be encouraged, patriots. Keep us in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing this on social media. That is all I have for you on this update. This is Praying Medic signing off. I will catch you on the next broadcast.